Okay, congratulations, gentlemen.
Yeah,
my name is Tim. I'm a singing judge from Evergreen District.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So sure. First of all, scores from singing, 70, 67, 70, 68, 66, 68. So you guys are getting well into the B level, which means you're getting very, very consistent with the way you are singing in tune. You are singing in a unified manner.
We've been averaging 62, 63, guys. So that's
so your vocal production is getting more and more consistent. Basically, because you're doing things more consistently, your scores are rising. Okay. Now, that being said, is that enough candy? Is that enough candy?
Where's the other shoe coming?
But here it comes. No. This is what I'm hearing, not just from your course, but from a lot of courses. I hear a nice free production here, which is great. There are a lot of courses out there that sing with press and clench barbershop. We have a lot of ab pressure going on. We have a lot of, as a result, to control the air, they're pressing the vocal folds together, and you've heard that before. That's not happening with this course, so that's great. That's great. The thing that's happening, now that you have this nice free sound, is we're not getting definition in the spectrum of sound that each individual is throwing off. So we're not getting the lock and ring that we need for it to be high B level, approaching A level kind of stuff. And you can look at these A level choruses, and there are guys just like you. You can find your twin in any chorus at the A level. All they've done is they've learned how to shape their vocal track to maximize ring. And that's, with your permission, I'd like to work on that.
Sure.
Today.
Sure.
Okay. So some of these things you may have heard before. Just so you know, I'm going into a career change. I'm moving into speech pathology. So I've been doing a lot of research on vocal production and physiology of how, I can't say it, but of how the voice works. And it's absolutely fascinating. I see some common things that are happening through your district and other districts here. One thing is, we are stealing away our own individual overtones, high frequency sound. Ring is produced in your throat. It's not produced in your head or your forehead, or that's where we feel it when we feel ring. It's actually produced in your throat. And the way we get that is you need to, if you want to get really scientific for a second, they have discovered that there is a ratio of space in your throat that creates optimal ring, just like a shape of a perfect acoustic guitar. Okay, so the ratio is 1:6 or less. The tube in your larynx, just above your vocal folds, is called the epilaryngeal tube. And when you lower your larynx, have you ever heard you need to sing with a gently lowered larynx? The reason is because when you lower your larynx, that tube narrows gently and it elongates. Okay, and you've also been told, make sure you have a nice open throat. And the reason for that is it needs to be a 1 for the epilaryngeal tube to 6 ratio of the pharynx, or the space in your throat above that tube. The tube is separated with the epiglottis, that flap that keeps you from choking to death when you eat. Okay? So what we need to do is lower the larynx to create that proper ratio. Now, the other thing, so if you have a larynx that starts to creep up when you sing higher, your ring is going to go away. Or basses, when you go real low and you start to press that larynx down, that also can screw up your ring. Okay. The other way that we need to open up that space in the throat is to get the back of that tongue out of the way. Each one of us has like a 12-ounce nasty piece of meat attached in our mouth we can't get rid of. We got to put it somewhere. And the problem is when you look across the chorus and you see people singing like, I want a girl just like the girl. See a black hole here when I sing like that? Where's my tongue? Back in my throat, right? It's clogging up my ring spot. So that's why you have people say, move your tongue, the tip of your tongue up by the root of the teeth. It has nothing to do with the tip of your tongue. It has to do with opening up this space in the back. Okay? So I just did a lot of talking. It comes down to sing with a gently lowered larynx, not pressed down. The tongue needs to be gently forward, even gently, I hate to say arched, because we as barbershoppers overdo things. Don't do that. Gently forward, which opens the space here. That's where a ring happens. Okay? Can we try that? Kanye song?
Sure.
Of your choosing stuff?
The same one we're seeing.
Going to the belly again?
Or my heart.
No, just whatever you like.
Yeah, okay.
So set up, lower larynx as you breathe in, tongue forward.
Once in a lifetime, may
drop that jaw to get the big wide open vowels again. Vowels are not created in the front of your mouth, they're created with the tongue. Okay? So, how many of us have been taught we need to match vowels? It's true, but matched vowels are a result of proper, optimal vocal production. It's not the cause of it. Okay, so sometimes we go about it the opposite way. If you go, is it possible to match vowels that aren't resonant, that aren't ringing? Mm. Yeah. Sure. And that doesn't do anything good for us except unify it, right? Mm. But it doesn't do anything for our ring. So make sure that you're, when you're singing at this time, that we're not dropping the jaw. The jaw is not an articulator. You have lips and tongue for that. So just let the jaw float.
Once in a lifetime, maybe. Once in a lifetime, maybe. Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
True.
Maybe.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't need a spoonful to feed us with this. Okay? Set it up. Lower larynx.
Once in a lifetime, baby, a man knows a love like this. Once in a heartbeat, baby.
Allow the larynx to stay low.
Maybe.
Okay, let's do that once more. Keep the larynx down without pressure.
Once in a lifetime, baby, a man knows a love like this. Once in a heartbeat, maybe, the stars grow bright.
Icing on the cake with this to create optimal resonance is we gotta stop sound from escaping into our nasal passages. How many of you have heard lift your soft palate while you're singing?
Yeah.
Has anybody said that before? Mm-hmm. I bet you've said that before. Yes. Lift your soft palate. Everybody do it right now. Okay. Okay, how many of you have lift your soft palate, go ahead. Lift it higher, higher. I mean, you're engaging all these muscles you don't need, right? What's the function of the soft palate is to seal off the nasal passages to prevent water from coming down your nose or food to go up there when you're swallowing, okay? So how many of you, when you jump in the water, can seal off your nose from the inside without doing this? You've done it, right? Do it right now. Does it take any effort? No, it's just that one little muscle up there that goes like that. That's the soft palate. That's all it does, okay? So what I want you to do is sing with the lowered larynx, gently lowered. I want you to keep that tongue gently forward, and I want you to keep that nose sealed off, except when you sing M's or N's, because otherwise it sounds like you're talking with a cold. Okay? But this is how opera singers are heard over full orchestras without amplification. It's the power of creating high-frequency sound with your own voice, and every single person can do it if you just set it off properly. So every breath, you're breathing in with the lowered larynx, the tongue is forward, breathing in through the mouth, not the nose, and we'll sing like that. Seal that off this time. Here you go.
Once in a lifetime, maybe, a man knows a love like this. Once in a heartbeat, maybe, the stars grow bright. The world is bright.
It'll be great until we get to right. And then
world is right.
Drop the jaw, Because when you open this mouth space, it literally slows down the flow of air. It slows down the frequency, the cycles per second of sound. It's a Bernoulli effect. It's what makes airplanes fly. So if you open this mouth too wide, it, in relation to the tone that you're producing here, this tone will be flatter than this tone. So the listener gets the perception of that's why awe is flat. So, world is right. World is right. Right. Hear the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
It rings.
It rings. And it's not because I'm some magical singer. You don't see some gold medal around my throat. It's just we all have the power to do it, every single voice. So when you're talking, practice it. Lowered larynx. You can hear it when people are talking like that because you can hear the overtones in their voice. Okay? So this course, you're averaging around 68 or whatever in singing. You can very easily be in the 70s by individually, as a section and as a chorus, creating this ring. And that's how we lock in. It's not through pressure. It's not through press.
Are there some exercises we can do to practice that consciously without?
Yes. One of the best ones is to get a little coffee straw and sing through the coffee straw. Yes. Or you can do it without one. Just pretend you've got one, okay? Sealing off the nose, so no air is going up there. What that does is most of us oversing. Most of us use too much air pressure, and it forces our vocal folds to close hard to control the airflow and hold it back. Do you ever feel that pressure in there? When you feel that pressure in there, it means you're pressing with your abs instead of keeping a suspension with your rib cage. Okay? So, lower larynx, lower your larynx, close off your nose, tongue forward. About this, I did a class at our Harmony College with information and links and examples on this kind of stuff.
Great.
Just zap me an email on Facebook and I'll zap it.
Whereabouts in Evergreen are you?
Seattle, Tacoma area.
Seattle, Tacoma.
Not that much to fly into.
Will you be doing the class next year at Harmony College?
This is the Harmony College Northwest. Evergreen. Someday, perhaps if I'm lucky.
Well, I'll have Nick invite you to our Harmony College.
Well, the thing is, vocal production is really easy. You just have to go dig for some of that information and look. National Center for Voice and Speech.org, NCVS.org, just recorded. Really good research, really good resource for a lot of research on how this stuff works.
We're okay. Silicon Valley area. We have a lot of engineering types who love all
that
kind of
stuff.
That's so awesome.
Okay, so from this point forward, when you're speaking, I want you to really start to consciously speak with this ring in your voice. And people will look at you differently. You'll get more friends and impress your neighbors. The cool thing is an instant fix. It gets you away from the press and clench.
So rib cage expansion, lower larynx, seal off that nose, tongue is forward. And it automatically helps you resonate. So now, instead of thinking matching vowels, we're thinking, let's match resonation, resonate, ring, whatever you want to call it. Okay? It's magical, it's awesome, it makes singing so much more fun.
Right.
Again.
Cool.
Yeah. So, great course.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And there we are.
Thank you.
Jerry, come on.
All right.
Look at my Jerry.